The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might be exposed. But whoever lives the truth and comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. So, in the reading this morning from the Gospel of John, that first sentence is probably the most quoted of any phrases from the Gospels. And you see it written in many, many places. You see it even written in football stands and all over the place, because it's so meaningful. That particular phrase, God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. But you know something? Most of us do not believe that. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And most of us don't believe that, because we think, first of all, two things, that eternal life is something that begins afterwards. No, it begins here. And number two, we still, most of us, think, I've got to earn God's love. And there it is written plainly. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who, not some, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but might have eternal life. And the remainder of the gospel goes on to prove that eternal life begins here. Why do I say that? Because the remainder of the gospel is about, if you don't believe that, you commit wrong things or you do bad things, well then you live in darkness. And that's very, very true. If somebody out there is committing crime, committing fraud, maybe has murdered somebody, are they a happy person? The answer is no. You're continually looking over your shoulder and you're worried and you're anxious. You're not living the life that God is offering to you. And that's the meaning of the gospel. It doesn't mean that you never have any faults, that you never fall. No, not at all, because we're all human. But it means that if you believe in that, and if you fall, you recover, and you and you get going again. You don't stay there. It's a beautiful phrase, and it's the reason why it's repeated so often. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone, not some, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life.